on Friday, July 28th, Ousmane Sonko, who has been locked in his street for 55 days, went outside because the barriers that prevented him from going outside was removed on Monday, July 24th. And then on Friday, he went to the local mosque to say his Friday prayers. On his way back, he found someone in front of his house recording videos from him and taking pictures of him. And he asked that person to stop what he was doing. The person refused to stop. And then Ousmane Sonko, he took his cell phone to stop the violation of his right to his own image. Because he asked the person to erase the images, the person refused. Then he says, then I'm keeping your phone because I don't want you to take pictures from me. 2 hours later, there was the raid of the gendarmerie who came. They broke down the door of his house after having masked the surveillance cameras in front of his home. And they took him outside violently and they brought him directly to the tribunal. On Friday, 28th of July, the prosecutor, he issued what is called a press release saying that Ousmane Sonko was arrested because he violently stole a cell phone from a female officer whose car broke down in front of Ousmane Sonko's house. And then she was repairing his car and then he came outside and allegedly stole violently the cell phone.
This is someone who may one day be president of Senegal. And are you saying the police put these charges on him just because of a cell phone, or the cell phone was used as a pretext just to rearrest him?
Yes, I think it was a pretext. I don't know. It was a pretext to arrest him, maybe a pretext to get in his house. But anyway, the person was not wearing like a police uniform. He was wearing a civilian uniform. So when you see it, you see that this is a policeman, then you don't take his phone. You know that he's doing his job. But when you don't see that he's wearing that uniform, you can prevent that person from taking your image.
So what's next? Is he in jail now?
Yeah, he's in jail because he's being detained by then. What's going next is that they will try to hold him in detention the longest possible, as long as they can, so that he cannot be part of the presidential election. And this is not good because this is dangerous and this could cause unrest.